from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Switch found Smith, who laid it in. That is now 13 assists.
That was Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark, 19 assists last night, which set that's the WNBA record?
Yes.
So she seems Single to be game. Doing pretty well, huh?
Yeah, she's not just in the Rookie of the Year. She's got that wrapped up. She got Rookie of the Year wrapped up. The question is she playing good enough towards the end of the season here after the All-Star break, which I believe is this weekend?
Yes, the All-Star game is on Saturday. And Caitlin Clark, so do you know the format of the WNBA All-Star game?
I do not.
So do you remember, it'd be tough not to, all the yelling about her not being on the U.S. Olympic team?
I recall it.
Okay.
And it was kind of ridiculous, to be honest.
Yeah. That there was yelling about it?
No, that she
that
wasn't,
she wasn't on,
it. On
the team? Yeah. Okay. Both, I think, were a little ridiculous, personally. But do you know who the WNBA All-Stars play on Saturday? They play
the Olympic team?
They play Team USA's Olympic team.
Oh.
So Caitlin Clark will play against the U.S. Olympic team on Saturday.
Good. That's good.
So that's going to get fired up again.
That's
if
good.
If she has 19 assists, if she has 30 points or something for the WNBA All-Stars playing against Team USA, then everyone, including maybe Nate, is going to be right back up with, oh, she should have been on the team. See, here you go. This is why. And she's definitely playing great as of late. So there's been some discourse on Josh Allen throughout the week. By the way, Joe DiBiase, Nate Geary, good morning. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Open Championship opening day, first round. And you mentioned this to me in the break. The fact that guys are done. Like, Minwoo Lee's done with his round. Young Han Song is done with his round. Alex Noren is done with his round. And a lot of other guys are finishing up. Adam Scott's on 17. So is Justin Rose. Nikolai Hogard's on 17, Molinari, you know, not necessarily all the top names. Rahm's on 10, but we've had a lot of golf so far.
Yeah.
McIlroy, Hovland, they're on 8. 2 under?
Yeah. It's a bloodbath.
2 under is the lead? Yeah, like the course must be playing incredibly difficult. And when it comes to DeChambeau, He's now 6 over. Like, the course is eating him alive. 6 over through 8, Bryson DeChambeau. He has a 38 on the back, and he hasn't played 9 yet. Think of that. If he has a par, if he pars 9.
I shot a 39 in league last night, Bryson.
If he pars, he'll be looking at a 42 on the front, Bryson DeChambeau.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty that's like a standard score for me.
Yeah. So we'll keep you updated on the 152nd Royal Troon or Open Championship at Royal Troon. But the discourse on Josh Allen this week it's making me lose my mind. Like I'm someone who tries not to get sucked into all of the, you know, debate shows, going back and forth, because so often it's not informed at all. But here's Nick Wright, Fox Sports, our buddy, one of our favorites, right? Pro Bills troll, Nick Wright, on his show yesterday, was going off about the reasons why Allen hasn't won yet, or just the fact that he hasn't won yet, and this comment made, this one anonymous executive in Jeremy Fowler's piece earlier in the week has really set this all off. One anonymous executive had to say that Allen is one of the most overrated players in the National Football League, and that has triggered a series of events since that has had everybody yelling about Allen. And it's just the dumbest arguments you've ever seen. And, like, Nick Wright is someone that definitely is a troll on the Bills. Like, he's definitely playing a role. He's a professional wrestler. It's not, you know, I'll often in sports media, some guys play or are in the UFC. Some guys are MMA fighters, right? Like Mina Kimes or the guys from The Ringer or, you know, Cover One, whoever you want. Like the film guys who are really doing the work. Those are the MMA guys. Stephen A. Smith's and Nick Wright's, they're not playing the same sport. They're in the WWE. It's different. It's not real. It's professional wrestling. But I got triggered anyway. Nick Wright making the argument about Allen not getting it done in the postseason. I just want to point this out. Isn't Nick Wright the guy who hangs the banner in his show in October when the Bills beat the Chiefs in the regular season that says Bills, Buffalo Bills 2023 regular season champs, right? 2022 Buffalo Bills regular season champs. Every time the Bills beat the Chiefs in the regular season, it gets dismissed as, well, you what get it done in the playoffs. Regular season doesn't matter. Regular season doesn't matter. Do it in the playoffs. And yet, his turnovers, that doesn't get treated the same way. Because, as Sal pointed out yesterday, Josh Allen, amongst all quarterbacks in NFL history that have played at least 10 playoff games, has the lowest interception percentage of his career. 1.1%. It's lower than Mahomes, lower than Aaron Rodgers, it's lower than every quarterback that's ever played. Lowest interception percentage ever. So, he's not turnover machine Josh Allen in the playoffs. He's regular season turnover machine. So which matters? Is it the regular season or is it the playoffs? Because when the Bills beat the Chiefs, then oh, it's regular season, doesn't matter. But when Allen throws interceptions, this is why they don't win. 4 interceptions in his playoff career. 2 lost fumbles. And Nick Wright this morning, or last night, I guess, on Twitter, said about the guy calling him the most overrated player in the league. He said this: can you show me the 2 or 3 plays that we can change that put Josh Allen in one, let alone multiple Super Bowls? And I just want to say, like, that. Would anyone other than Nick Wright here, or maybe like a select few, truly believe that he's on the hook for the Bills not losing or for the Bills not winning in any way? Like, I could spin it the other way. Show me the 2 or 3 plays where Josh Allen has lost the Bills a playoff game. Can you show me the game where he has lost them a playoff game? I don't know if this is fair to the Bills, but the analogy that comes to mind for me is Allen is Thanos in the playoffs. And, oh, well, he ran into the Avengers. Because the Chiefs don't just have Mahomes. They might have the greatest quarterback of all time. But they also have arguably the greatest offensive coach of all time. They have arguably the greatest tight end of all time. And those, and Steve Spagnuolo, on top of that, always has his defense playing top level in the playoffs. So, yes, I'm not trying to take credit away from Mahomes. He's three Super Bowls. He's the best quarterback in the world. And maybe of all time. But everyone around Mahomes elevates in the playoffs. Everyone around him elevates in the playoffs. And I don't feel like you can say the same thing about Josh Allen. Josh Allen elevates in the playoffs. Would anybody say Sean McDermott elevates in the playoffs? Go look at Mahomes' numbers against the Bills in the postseason. He's got like six incompletions in three games, and it's not really that bad. But tell me that in those games that the coach elevates. Tell me that, hey, even Diggs. Go look at Diggs' numbers in games they've been eliminated. No touchdowns, multiple games like under 20 yards. His high was 77. Their best receiver, their Kelce, if you will, hasn't elevated in the biggest of spots. I'm not going to indict his entire career based on that, but I feel like Mahomes, in the postseason, gets everybody around him to show up, and Allen does show up, and I feel like everyone else takes turns not showing up. Does that sound?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fair?
Yeah, I would say that sounds fair. I would say that there hasn't, other than Taron Johnson, that no one else has really made. Taron Johnson and Gabriel Davis are the two players for the Bills that have elevated their games when the team has gotten in big moments. Everybody else has fallen short, has allowed the spotlight, has allowed the moment to be too big for them. And listen, we're talking about Rory earlier, right? Like winning a major tournament when he's, you know, played great all week and on Sunday at the U.S. Open has played 15 flawless holes.
He's kind of like the Bills for this because he's, ignore the fact that he won early in his career.
Right.
He recently, like, he's kind of like the Bills in that he's always there. Brian mentioned how Rory is always at the top of the leaderboard. And you tell me this isn't the perfect analogy for the Bills in golf. Look at Rory's last 3 years, his major results. Master, starting with the 2022 Masters. Second, eighth, fifth, third cut. Seventh, second, sixth, 22nd, 12th, second. Isn't that kind of the Bills? You're always there. Everyone knows you're incredible. You're one of the best in the world. Maybe there's only one guy that's better at it than you. But What's the deal? Why? Where's the trophy? Right? Where is the trophy? Rory's kind of perfect as an analogy here for the Bills. And I just can't, I can't listen to Allen getting blamed for it. I can't listen to it. He has some of the greatest postseason stats that we've ever seen. And we've seen him play at the highest level that I don't know that even Mahomes matches it, because it was only two games. And I don't remember, I gotta be honest, I don't remember what Mahomes did the week before 13 seconds. Actually, didn't he get hurt? Wasn't that the Cleveland game where he missed an entire half? Or do I have the year wrong? That might have been the year before.
Yeah, it might have been the year before.
All right, so I guess I don't remember what Mahomes did the week before 13 seconds. But for those two games, New England, the perfect game, and then 13 seconds, Josh Allen played at a higher level of quarterback than I have ever seen in my life. Better than any stretch I saw Brady play, Rodgers. It can't be played better. And he didn't win. And for anyone to say, well, oh, show me the 2-3 plays away from them being in the Super Bowl. Okay, sure. That we're indicting him on that?
Yeah.
He left. It's kind of like Thanos, by the way. I'll continue with this analogy, comparing Allen to Thanos. Thanos won. Sorry, spoiler alert. Are we okay on this? I know LeSean McCoy did that like the week after Avengers came out. This is 6 years probably. Thanos won, right? Allen won. Thanos did the thing. He got all the stones in the glove, and then he snapped his fingers and he won. That movie ended and he won, and that was Allen. Allen walked off the field with 13 seconds left after throwing a touchdown to Gabe Davis. His teammates mobbing him. He won. And what happened? He didn't get to go back on the field. Thanos, the time machine. Sorry, again, I'm spoiling the Avengers movies if you've seen them or haven't seen them. 5 years, though, it's all you get. They didn't anticipate a time machine coming back and saying, oh, no, actually, you didn't win. Like, what? What are you talking about? What time machine? And that was Allen. Like, what do you mean I didn't win? We blew what lead and how short of time? And then I didn't even get to touch the ball in the playoffs because the rules weren't set up for me yet? I'll play off Allen. To me, there is just no fair criticism of him that to me is acceptable since the Houston game, which we kind of don't even count because it's before he turned elite.
I also think this same conversation exists for Joe Burrow, because Joe Burrow has had unbelievable defensive performances in playoff games.
Yes,
and
does.
Josh Allen, again, short of that divisional game during COVID at home against the Ravens, the Bills' defense has not stepped up when it has mattered. They have not done it. And the Chiefs defensively have, I mean, the Chiefs, we just got a tweet, the Chiefs didn't score a second half point and won against the Ravens last year.
Right.
The Bills have not had that luxury ever. This is a great point. And who was that? From Jeremy Riley that just tweeted in. The Chiefs don't score a point in the second half of the Ravens game and they win. Allen doesn't get that luxury. That's absolutely right.
It's like, flip it around. Imagine if it was flipped around. Imagine if the Bills' defense elevated the way Allen does in the postseason. And then on the flip end, imagine Allen regressed in the postseason the way the Bills' defense does. And you think there's criticism of him now. There really isn't that much. Like, it's a couple of guys that kind of spark everything. It's a couple of voices. It's not many. If the roles were reversed and Allen performed at the level that the Bills' defenses have under Sean McDermott in the postseason, and the totality of those performances, Allen would be getting blasted every day by everybody. Every day. He would be the choker. He would be, you know, Rory missing those two short putts at Pinehurst. That's how Allen would be viewed. But he's not that. It's the complete opposite. Allen elevates in the playoffs. The thing that is seen as Allen's fatal flaw as a player that one executive talked about earlier in the week, turnovers, the thing you hear about him most, he eliminates it in the postseason to the greatest extent imaginable. Lowest interception percentage in playoff history. minimum 10 games. Not only is he get better at not turning the football over, he could not be better at not turning the football over.
Yeah.
Zero. He would have to have zero. It's almost impossible to have that. Meanwhile, look at the other side of the football. How have they? What's the common theme? What is the common theme in these games that they're getting beat by Kansas City in the postseason? It is, look at the numbers. Look at Mahomes' numbers against the Bills in the playoffs. Last year, 17 for 23, 74% completion percentage, 215 yards, 2 touchdowns. He only threw 23 passes. The better number there, yards per attempt, 9.3. He almost averaged a first down per pass attempt in the playoffs last year. Okay, then the 13-second game. 33 for 44, 378 yards, 3 touchdowns. Year before that, 29 for 38, 325 yards, 3 touchdowns. Yards per attempt, by the way, in those games, 8.5, 8.5, 9.3. That's incredible. It's incredible, one, because, yes, Mahomes is that good. Two, it's incredible that amongst all the teams the Bills play, or that the Chiefs play in the playoffs, I'm looking at Mahomes' playoff game log right now. The Bills do as poor a job as anybody else does. And they can't figure it out. It's not Allen. It's, to me, the coach and the defense deserve 10 times the criticism for why they haven't made it all the way than the quarterback does. 803-0550 is the phone number. How many guys are 2 under right now?
Several.
I mean,
Mav McNeely, another guy that I was buying on.
Maverick McNeely.
Just listen to me, man. I will guide you to winning no money in golf, but it'll make me feel good.
Did you have Minkyu Kim also?
MK Kim, I did not, but Sung J-M is definitely someone is another guy that's been playing well.
All right, listen.
Get me in on Sung J-M.
Make sure you listen to Nate on this and not me, because I picked DeChambeau to win, and he's, what is he, 15 over at this point?
Yeah, he's struggling.
He's gonna break his clubs in half any moment. Tiger tees off 9:37 this morning. Rory is on the course right now. I'm very interested in him hole by hole. He is still, I want to double check. This is updated. Is he still even par? He might have bogeyed. There have been some doubles tossed around. Okay, that happened. Rory McIlroy just doubled, number 8. So he is now 2 over.
That hole,
number 8.
In the postage stamp hole, it's 118 yards, and it is absolutely killing guys.
Why is it called the postage stamp hole?
Because it's so short. It looks like, okay. And like how the, I don't know, that's just the name of the hole.
Do we need more holes named in Western New York?
Yes, 100%.
How hard would it be to name them all? Could we do it?
I think we could do it.
Could we do it?
I think we'd need different themes for different courses.
Yeah.
But.
Yep. I can't think of a single hole that's named around here. I'm sure there's got to be a couple.
The volcano hole.
The volcano hole is
at
that
CCB? I don't know that that's for sure what it's.
But you say the volcano hole, anyone that's played that course or has seen pictures of that hole knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
803-0550 is the phone number on this Allen rant point, whatever you want to call it. Scott in Rochester, if you stay in hold, we'll get you first up when we come back. We've got open phone lines. We'll start rolling through some calls when we come back at 803-0550. Wide open until 9:30. Kyle Brandt is going to join the show coming up at 9:30. So plenty of time for your phone calls until then. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.